Hey guys, this is another episode of The Working Experience. Maddie Kay, and I'm here with
John.
And we're here with our friend Gary. We went to college with Gary, known him for about 20 years. And Gary has what he termed as one of the most outrageous stories ever. And he sold it correctly because it's great.
Yeah, you're gonna enjoy this one.
The Working Experience.
Time, weather, and
Route 93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning. Snow and sleet.
There is no service on
the... Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks. We're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Dan, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
To stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
They're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my biscuits?
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
smell? He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, this is Maddie Kay with the Working Experience Podcast, where we discuss the trials and tribulations of the everyday working world. From the refrigerator in the break room to that guy with the weird stink, we want to talk about it. All right, today our guest, Gary Villatoro, if you just want to say hey, Gary.
Hello, everyone.
So, full disclosure, Gary, John, and I all graduated from Fordham University many years ago. This is my first time seeing Gary, I think, since graduation, which would put that over 20 years, I think.
So I
got in touch with him, kind of gave him basically no knowledge of this, and he agreed to come in and sit down.
It's a typical Fordham way of doing
this. And, well, it's not typical because he actually showed up. Most people don't show up. So he's going to, you know, we've been talking about people take their shoes off at work, people not flushing the toilet, people stealing each other's food, all the endless BS that makes up not even your job, just all the other crap that everybody has to deal with day in, day out. So Gary's going to enlighten us. So if you want to just like give us briefly like kind of what you do.
Well, I'm an accountant by trade. Been in the industry about over 20 years, basically the minute I walked out from Fordham. Worked with private small companies, relocation work. Most of my tenure has been with a big four, which I'll tell you a story about, which is extremely outlandish. You imagine, you know, working for a big four, you can't possibly imagine a story that I'm going to tell you.
Now, let me just, like, I'm a school teacher. I've never worked in the corporate world. I always thought it was very conservative, buttoned down. Then I started hearing these stories, because I started doing this fictionally. Then I started hearing these stories. I'm like, I don't need to make this up. Like, they're even more weird than I thought. So.
And I've worked with big four accounting firms as clients.
So the story I'm about to tell you, it's probably, I haven't heard any of the previous stories from the podcast yet, but this will seem extremely outlandish. It'll make you seem like I'm just making it up on the fly, but I kid you not. This is actual someone who I worked with side by side. We were actually still good friends today, but what you'll hear in this story is really what happened to our PML, our national director, how he did not catch none of this going on during the time that individual was there. And that individual was there, he was a bit senior than me. He was a PML as well. He had his counselees cover up for him some of these stuff. And most of the outlandish part came toward the tail end of his career. But let me start by saying this individual, quite a bit years older than me, we were at the same level, we were PMLs.
Can you just tell the audience what a PML is?
PML, performance manager leader. So
he was a performance manager leader.
Yeah. So basically he had, you know, a team of his own, probably about 6 to 8 people, junior staff.
How long ago was this?
We're talking about maybe 10 to 12 years ago. So it's within my time.
Early 30s.
Early 30s.
He was how old?
He was probably in his early 40s.
Early 40s, okay.
So, you know, the guy just, let's just say he lived a party life. If you live in New York, you deal with all multitude of people. You never know what their backgrounds are, really, until you actually start to hang out with them. So he had You know, he well, first and foremost, he had a pill problem to begin with. And let's put it that
let's
way.
Let's get that out in the open. He's got
let's
a pill
get this
problem.
Out. He had a pill problem.
What kind of pills?
Xanax, Percocets. You'll look at it, and you know what happens. First sign is you see someone's skin deteriorating. You think that's normally part of the problem. So it
that's
wasn't cirrhosis.
Pills.
From flipping pills, you'll see the skin deterioration at certain points in
that
the body.
That does affect your liver, too.
Correct.
I mean, yeah.
So, and he drank excessively.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bad combo.
So it's a bad combo. So, you know, mind you, we all used to do happy hours, extended hour drinking, even during the workday. Let's just put it this way.
Yeah.
At this point in time, we were doing St. Patty's Day for approximately 11 hours and getting paid for it, basically.
Oh, right.
So, you know.
But he was a standout.
He was extremely standout. He took it to another level where he would actually sleep in, at the time we still had offices, and he had a closed interior office, meaning he had no glass windows as they do today. It was one of the old style offices where it looked like a utility closet. So you basically closed the door, you didn't know if someone was in there or not. After partying, he would go literally there and sleep it off.
It's so like his panic room, right?
Correct. He was, because he lived in Long Island, so he would never make it to Long Island. So he would
was
actually,
he married or?
No,
nah,
he was
or anything like that. Okay.
Single gentleman. Might I throw in, he is a gay guy, but looked very masculine. So you can never tell any, all facets of his life were completely concealed,
yeah.
Hidden.
Yeah.
Which
and
is not wrong.
Like how old was he?
He was in his 40s.
Okay.
40s, living basically off of his parents, even though he had earned a living.
This is getting better. This is getting better by the minute.
Never finished paying off his student loans, by the way, at this point in time in his life. He was in arrears.
Like 20 years going on.
He was still in arrears. But mind you, it's going to get better.
Did he just kind of tell you this stuff as you graduated?
Well,
him, or?
Some of this stuff, you know, I hung out with him. I got to see part of it. You know, if you're in the Big Four or any of these like investment bankers, what you see in the movies is true. These guys go out hard.
Did he try to pull you into his game?
I grew up in Newark, so all that pill stuff, not interested in.
Yeah.
Sure, let's go out for drinks.
Yeah.
Let's go out clubbing, whatever. Sure. I did not find out after a couple of years that he was gay. Only because he was like, hey, let's go for a drink. We went to a bar. It was crowded. He goes, let's go to this other one. And they all knew him there. So I wouldn't put two and two together. It's all dudes.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the least thing. We'll get to that part later.
Okay.
Because it'll be associated with him going after hours back to his office.
Okay.
So this guy would literally go out partying during the day, disappear for hours. He'd go shower at the gym and literally wear the same clothes the next day at work.
Nice.
Mind you, we would be in meetings maybe the day before, and so people knew what he was wearing the day before. Coming back disheveled with the same clothes, just showered,
yeah.
Sitting in the next day in another meeting with maybe a few of the same people, and everybody starts wondering, this guy ever went home?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
and this is a buttoned up Big Four accounting
correct.
Firm.
This is actually before they started loosening up a bit, where they loosened up on the corporate culture, you know, Gene Fridays,
right.
A little bit more lax with telecommuting and all that
right.
stuff.
But this guy's wearing a suit every day.
He was wearing a suit, and literally the same suit, same shirt, mind you.
Would he mix up the tie or no?
There was no tie.
Oh, no
so
tie
it would be maybe a tie the day. The first day, the second day, nothing. And sometimes the third day, you'd see him go buy a shirt and literally just put it on the same suit.
Now, did this guy just generally not give a fuck? Is that?
Well, part of it, I go back to my opening statement. Where was our national director at?
Yeah, so his boss.
So our boss basically, and he's still there now. One of the reasons why I exited, because I thought, you know, at this point, after so many years, this is not going nowhere. It's time for me to go. I've exhausted all my ideas. It's time to go. But, you know, early on in the game, we all realized there was a game to be played. You could have fun.
Yeah.
There was no oversight. So this guy took it to an extreme level. So he'd go out drinking during the day, not showing up even during the morning. All you had to do was a card swipe. And that's basically your timesheet roll call.
Right.
So he had a junior person who I'm still good friends with, still at the firm. She's done very well for herself, who used to cover up for him. Basically log onto his laptop. And sign in for him and field some of his emails.
Now, did he ask her to do that?
Oh, yeah. He said, would you mind? And, you know, she was young. She was still at the time, still in school, hadn't finished, but she was, you know, she was a full-time employee. She said, sure, this is my, she's like, this is my PML. Sure, I got to do what he asked me to do.
Sure.
So I'm coming for him. Mind you, so he had that loophole covered.
Right. So was he your boss?
No, we were actually, laterally the same level. Okay. We had our own separate teams at that point in time.
Yeah, so you were equivalents.
So we were peers. Mind you, he had a couple of years ahead of me.
Right.
Nonetheless, this guy just kept pushing the envelope. Right. I mean, there were times that, and I kid you not, that we found out that he was showing up late. At one point, he had us cover for him because he got arrested.
Oh!
And mind you, you know what he got arrested for? For swiping his father's retirement Metro card. So you know how you get a discount. Mind you, this is, I kid you not, this is all going on with this guy. So he goes, hey, you guys mind, you know, hey Gary, do me a favor, tell him I'm just held up in a meeting. I'm actually locked up right now.
What?
In the precinct.
He goes,
they're going to let me go as long as I get some bail money. I just called somebody to help me out. I have no money in my bank account right now. He didn't have direct deposit. He was living check by check, so they wouldn't garnish
his
money.
How much money would you say this guy made a year?
We, at that time, it was early on, so you're figuring we're making about $75,000
to $80,000
a year.
Paycheck to paycheck.
Correct. His parents left him a home here, and they were retired in Florida, by the way.
Oh, my God. So he didn't have a mortgage, rent?
Nothing. Like, he living on Easy Street. Basically, a trust fund baby, in matter of speaking.
Right.
No money.
But his whole salary was going to party.
Yeah.
So we would cover for him. I said, all right, I'll cover for you. You know, that day I was like, so he comes on. He goes, yo, you won't believe it. I got locked up for just swiping my dad's transit card. You know, I said, you know, I just misplaced mine. I just happened to take the wrong one. You know, I got to go to court and all this, you know. And I'm like, well, all right, man. You guys know my background. I grew up in Newark, so I grew up around a bunch of shady characters. I was like, all right, I already know who this guy's about. So it gets worse because with his pill habit, he starts asking me to help him. I was like, look, I know people who are in here. If you want here, associate with these guys.
And
I was like, nah, I'm not a part of that.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm cushy here. Right. It's good luck. Yeah. It's good career right now. My track's on right. Partners respect me for what I'm doing. I don't need to get caught up in this stuff. If I didn't do that in Newark, well, mind you, I think I'm gonna do this in Big Four. So it just gets crazy. So he hires a friend who's into drugs.
Wait, hires a friend into the firm
who's into drugs as well. And this guy is basically the same lifestyle. Winds up smoking crack literally in the office.
Oh,
I kid you not.
Gosh.
Or crack crystal meth at certain points of the day. And I was like, Tom,
in
the office, in the lateral office, because once again, we still had these interior offices. So they were opposite each other. And I was like, Tom, you know, this guy is, you know, doing this. And he's like, what? Nah, not this guy.
This is the guy you hired.
Yeah. He goes, nah, it's all right. You know, nobody's the son. He's got the door closed.
Right.
I was like, all right, man, this is on you guys. I was on the floor below, so I was like, all right, I'm minding my own business.
Yeah.
So did he hire him directly into him?
Directly reported to him.
So this guy, his job is to smoke crack and meth.
He was actually good at his job, by the way.
Oh, he was qualified.
He was qualified.
Right. Yeah.
But he just happened to have this habit, which he was okay, which this guy, who the main character of this issue, was okay with it.
It's okay with it.
It's all right.
It's a minor character flaw.
Mind you, you know, it starts catching up with this guy. He's tardy. He's not showing up. He's not even swiping his card anymore. He's not even telling anybody. So
his superior, his boss, is nowhere to be found.
Our national director is. We were running a tight ship, so there were no issues. But it just got caught wind that people were calling this individual for meetings, and he was just not showing up. Lo and behold, he didn't tell none of us. He went on vacation to Florida without telling anybody. He just got up on a plane, literally, and went to Florida to go hang out with his family. So our PML was like, oh, do you know where X and X is? And I was like, no, I have no idea. I haven't spoken to him in days. I think it's been about a week. Everything okay? Did you call the cell phone? Yeah, he's not answering. Lo and behold, he goes, you know what? You got to check what's going on. I'm no contact. He actually sent me an email that he's been working. I was like, I don't know. So national director starts investigating, start pulling out these logs at the turnstiles. Right. So it's a little bit after 9/11. Obviously, you know, security has been locked down. They start having these actual additional security cards that you need to get in before you even get to the elevator.
Oh, turnstiles at the
turnstiles,
office.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's locked down. So he starts looking at the logs. He sees that this guy's showing up at 11.
Oh boy.
And not, and then there's no check in or check out, obviously, because he was sleeping in the office. Starts seeing that all of a sudden there's a big track of time missing, which is the Florida vacation. So all of this starts going under investigation.
So now the national director knows something.
Correct. So he's working now with HR. They're all on top of it. They're asking us, do you know anything? I was like, I don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing except for the crack guy.
I don't know anything at all.
Now, was the crack guy there while this guy was gone?
Mind you, he lasted a little bit longer, quite a few years after that.
The pill guy.
The crystal meth guy. Yeah, the crystal meth guy basically.
So he was
lasted.
There while the guy who hired him was off in Florida.
Yeah. So he lasted, actually, his tenure lasted a little bit longer, a couple of years after the guy. We'll see. We eventually get to his termination. And this gets even more.
I love how it's not yet. It's not yet.
More bizarre.
We're on first base.
Correct.
We haven't even
rounded second. We're rounding second. So they're checking the logs and they're like, what's going on here? This guy's not coming in. How the hell heck is this going on? You know, they're asking his staff. We don't know. We're just, you know, pretty much our work is independent. Obviously, you have oversight because if you're junior, you got to get trained and you got to make sure if you're not understanding the financials, you need some guidance.
Right.
And you support a group of partners on your own. So it's all interactive with your partners. Obviously, anything that comes down the road from F&A gets followed through. They were like, nah, he actually, ironically, he was checking emails, just forwarding them along. But nobody, they were like, yeah, he was working, but we haven't seen him in weeks. They were like, what do you mean weeks? One person actually says, I haven't seen him in 2 months.
Oh, jeez.
And they're like, oh, is this your PML? Yes, it is. So, you know, it all goes, he's get puts on probation. They are going combing through his office. I kid you not. So we'll go back to his junior staff, the one who originally was covering, the clean one.
Yeah.
Right.
So he asked her to remove a duffel bag of bottles of pee. I mean, literally, you know, the big gym bags?
Right.
He was pissing in bottles.
Bottles because office. He was not. He was sleeping in there. He didn't want to go out and be seen in the cameras. So mind you, she was like, "This is where I draw the line." So she comes to me, Gary. What do you do? What do you do? I said, "You just stay out of this at this point in time."
So how many duffel bags of urine?
You're talking about three.
Three gym duffel bags of urine.
Wow. You're talking about the guy had literally a closet of dirty clothes in there?
Oh, my God.
That duffel bag, he told me one day, he was like, hey, do me a favor. I was like, look, I'll tell, you know, Christina Aguilera on the other side, right. Which is a code name for crystal meth,
right.
To go take care of your stuff. I'm not doing it. I'll at least deliver that message. So he winds up having, like, pills of Percocets. Xanax, you name it. He had just about everything in there. And that was just his. He wasn't even selling. That was just his own supply. So he managed to get that out. So, lo and behold, HR, the national director, go in there and see this crazy office. It's disheveled. It's all crazy. You know, the director comes to me, hey, I got some questions for you. I was like, sure, what's going on? You know anything about what's going on with this? I was like, what do you mean? You're not going to believe me. They found these bags of urine. I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, we found these things. I was like, I don't know what's going on. What was he doing? Just sleeping there was the story. He was like, apparently, yes, he was sleeping there. And he was bringing gentlemen.
Oh,
in the office at late hours of the night. I was like, what are you saying? Apparently, he would bring friends in, multitudes of friends, not the same guy, over to the office.
Apparently,
to get it on after the club.
How did they know that?
They didn't know that, but...
So there were security cameras in the hallways, but there were none in his office.
None in the office.
Gotcha. Yeah, so they closed that door. He's in a safe room.
As
they say, this is a safe zone.
A safe zone, yeah.
So
he must have had to convince these other guys, be like, listen, man, you can't go outside to pee. You got to pee in these bottles.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So they start looking at all these logs, and they're like, oh, these people are all separate individuals. I'm like, I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
So he's meeting guys at a bar, bringing them back.
Correct. Hanging out. We'll call it hanging out. So eventually they get to the point that, yeah, you know, this guy's canned. He texts me, hey, they finally let me go. He starts laughing. You would imagine after all these years they would have called me on. And lo and behold, I was like, yeah. So mind you, Christina Aguilera wound up having maybe about, you figure he got let go probably around 2006. Christina Aguilera eventually left the firm about 2011.
Wow.
So good tenure for that individual.
Yeah.
So how long was this behavior going on until they caught him?
Mind you, he was there when I started in 1999.
Was he already?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
He was already a PML. I moved up the ranks quick, so you know, I was in meetings and stuff with him.
So a solid 7-8 years?
Probably, potentially, yeah. Since day one, probably when he first started and found out that.
Amazing.
Well, amazingly, living in a corporate culture, you think things are buttoned down. Remember, you're working autonomously. As long as your work is done, nobody's asking questions.
Right.
So you have free reign.
Yeah.
And mind you, you know, we all, at certain points, even myself, I used to maybe partake in a St. Patty's Day happy hour from 11
time.
Never showed up again to the office.
Yeah.
As long as I checked in.
Yeah.
Right.
Most of my partners weren't even there,
but
so
that's
they
like
were
once
out
in a while.
Doing their work. So
yeah,
once in a blue.
But you're not peeing in your office.
Well, fortunately enough, I didn't have an office. I was wide open space, workspace.
There's peeing in your office and not peeing in your office.
I mean, the man basically ran a hotel room there. In a matter of speaking,
that is a crazy story.
Like a crack.
And I kid you not, a lot of this non-oversight continues to happen still. You know, I had people, we wind up firing people for going to the pools on Friday, not being at work, and I'd be like, where were you? Oh, I was there. I was like, no, I was actually at your desk.
Going to where?
Going to pools. Literally going to either, you know, like these pools, it's down the street. There isn't
just go to swim?
Yeah, like, I forgot what's the hotel with the pool over here.
Oh. Yeah,
the one on the roof.
The Gansevoort or whatever.
Yeah, one of those
places. Yeah, they wanted to go into these pool parties during the day. I was like, oh, no, not on my watch.
Just
you
like
can't
hanging out all
hanging
day.
Hanging out all day, yeah. I was like, those days are long gone. You got to either button it up or we're done. So, you know, even myself, I mean, eventually the firm's gotten a little bit more flexible with remote telecommuting and all that. So it's people are a little bit not as aggressive.
I just feel like stuff blows up, everybody clamps down, and then everything loosens up again, and then things blow up again.
Well, mind you, this director, national director, has been in play the whole time. He lives a cushy job because everyone who's at a director role like myself or a senior associate role who has PML response runs the whole shit. He's just basically up here just for buffer, running the budget, basically.
Yeah.
And that's all he's doing.
So unless there's a real obvious problem, he's
correct.
Not going to
correct, correct. And even to this day, I left the firm in April. I got calls. I used to run the whole entire Northeast. I got calls. The minute I leave, they started hiring some people. And exactly what happened. Because we sit on various floors. People were leaving early, showing up late. They were like, oh, we got rid of three people. They were just not showing up. I was like, oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
I'm not there. There's no oversight.
Right.
Now it's a free reign.
So it's almost like this babysitting culture. Like you need someone to
correct.
Watch these people, much like you would do in like kindergarten.
Yeah.
Right? It's rampant in just about any industry. If you leave someone alone long enough, they're going to take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the advantage I have, I guess, teaching is that I have a whole audience. I have five audiences.
Yeah.
every day. So I can't get away with anything. I mean, yeah. I have to be in there, I have to be teaching, I have to do my thing, and, you know, but I don't know. If I was in that environment, I might, because you're right, if nobody's minding the store, and you don't think anyone cares.
I mean, at the end of the day, we were not doing rocket science. It was, you know, internal accounting, finance. Right. So, in a matter of speaking, you know, you have your highs and lows. There were certain points that those lows were really low.
Well, oh, this guy took a long leash.
Oh.
It's one thing to, you know, pop a beer at 3 o'clock. It's another thing to have three duffel bags of urine.
To be having an orgy at your office.
Well, and go figure. He utilized every advantage he had
as
a professional. He utilized his staff to cover up for him. He had people who were involved in this whole entire thing.
That
so,
always kind of sucks to put somebody in that position, you know?
Well, mind you, you know, when you're young, you want to make sure you make a great impression to your boss. But we're talking, the guy hired Christina, we'll call it Christina Aguilera, to be in cahoots and party with them and be involved in this.
Who lasted?
Who lasted quite a bit longer.
The irony.
Who's actually, at this point, eight-balled out of there because they'll never make a return back. They actually made an attempt to come to me for an interview once. Literally, I think around 10:30 interview with, seems like they drank all night and showed up to the interview. They were clean, polished, but they smelled like alcohol. So, and I was like, oh, no way.
Well, Gary, this is an enlightening story.
Yeah.
Really, really good story. And, you know, thank you for coming in. We'd love to have you come in.
You said that has topped, that has really topped it.
Yeah.
That was great. We're going to have to save this one for a little bit because it's nice.
I have actually quite many more stories.
Well, we will be sitting down.
Definitely love to have you come back and shoot the shit a little bit more and give us more insight into the herd behavior of corporate life.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
No problem.